Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Just like the Psalms, the book of Proverbs contrasts the heart of those who seek God, the righteous, with those who do not, considered here as the foolish. Here's what we learn about the heart in Proverbs chapters 1 through 18. The righteous are those who incline their heart to understanding by listening to wisdom, praying for discernment, and seeking it like a hidden treasure. It is the Lord who gives wisdom and speaks knowledge and understanding. Therefore, we are to trust Him, bind His word to us, and write it on the tablet of our hearts. We are to receive the word, hold fast to it, and don't allow ourselves to turn aside from it. We are to guard our hearts and seek continually to gain knowledge. When the Lord gives us His wisdom and understanding, we will rest and be glad. We will ponder what to answer instead of blurting out evil. We will teach our mouths to speak rightly. We will have kindness and truth in our hearts. Yes, this is the heart we desire. The heart of the foolish are those who deny God and refuse to listen. Their hearts are perverse. They devise wicked plans. They desire what they believe to be beautiful, but what is actually false. They have cunning hearts, and they are lured away by the cunning of heart. They cannot discern prudence or wisdom. The heart of the wicked is worth little, Proverbs 10:8 says. They are deceitful. They speak folly. They cannot spread knowledge. They are proud. They cannot even buy wisdom. They cannot even find what is good. In Proverbs 19-31, there are more lessons of the heart. We learn that we can make plans in our hearts, but they won't change the Lord's counsel. That we can't cleanse our own hearts. That the Lord can steer the heart of a king or anyone else. That the Lord weighs our hearts. We also learn that discipline removes foolishness from the heart. Discipline, chastisement, reproof, instruction, correction, restraint. Apply your heart to it. Listen to the words of the wise. Apply your mind to knowledge. Don't trust in your own heart, but trust in the Lord and walk in His wisdom. This is truth. As we think in our hearts, so we are. Proverbs 23:7 says, it doesn't matter what we look like on the outside, what we say, or what others think about us. The Lord knows the real us. He measures each heart and renders accordingly. As a reflection in water reveals the face that looks into it, so our hearts reflect who we really are. We spend a lot of time and money trying to clean up our outsides, trying to fit in, trying to look good, trying to please others. But the Lord knows the truth about us, and He isn't concerned with how we look. His desire is for us to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, to walk in His ways and to make His heart glad. Father in heaven, almighty and righteous God, keep our hearts pure. We seek understanding that comes from You, from the words that You have given us. We want to discern what is good in Your sight. We want to be intelligent and prudent in You. We look to You, the source and beginning of all wisdom and knowledge. Thank You for Your great love and grace towards us who call on Your name. Father, lead us into Your great love, into Your heart. Give us the steadfastness of Jesus to love and to serve You with all our hearts and souls always. Our ears are open. Our hearts are inclined towards You. Help us to apply Your word to our lives today and forever. Amen. Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.